Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Here I share perspectives that are helpful for anyone who wants to lead themselves with more power, certainty and clarity. What do you want? That's a super simple question, but it's not so easy to answer all the time. Step 2, express what you want to other people. This is super important. Why? Well, if you don't get clarity on what you want and you don't express what you want to other people, you end up having a lot in your life that you don't want. For example, I met some friends recently who shared about their summer. What's been great, what's been challenging, vacations, what worked fine, what didn't work so fine. And I saw this theme for myself that people were struggling sometimes with friends staying way longer on visits than they had planned to do. There were disappointments, there were frustrations, there was lack of communication in the family, and basically everything boiled down to two things not having been addressed. One was, well, what do I actually want? I don't want my friends to stay for 12 days. I want them to stay for a week and then leave. Secondly, not expressing to friends, hey, you stayed with us for a week, we actually need some own time now, and we don't want to push you out of the house, but maybe tomorrow we could, you know, finish this off together, and then we need some more space before our next guests come. Simple stuff like that. Not getting clear on what you want. And I don't mean want like egotistical demands. I mean want like desire, like truly long for or actually need. What do you want to have a great week this week? What do you desire to have the last part of this summer be really, really great for you and the people that are important in your life? I made a decision which was quite hard for me to make, and it was to fire a supplier that we've been working with for 9 months, because they don't deliver results the way I want results to be delivered. They are kind, they are helpful, they do their best, but I want a different kind of partnership than they've been able to deliver. I told the truth to myself about that, finally, after having had weeks of reasoning, finding arguments to keep them, not talking to colleagues about I'm going to terminate this relationship. And it wasn't an easy conversation to have either, because I like the guys I'm working with, but no, that's not what I want. It's an important part of our business. We need partners that are reliable at a different level. And this is now 4 or 5 days ago I made a decision and communicated to the people that needed to know this. And I feel so freed up. I am at peace finally after a month of struggling in this part of the business. I don't have a solution going forward yet. I don't know how we will work out the things we need to work out. I don't know where to find a partner that is reliable at the level the business needs, but I'm freed up. I'm more of myself. I'm more happy, even more joyful, despite now having a different kind of problem that I don't know how to solve, but I told the truth about what I wanted. So this is my invitation to you today. For your week, for the last weeks of the summer, what do you actually want? Hang out with that question for a while and then find the courage, if courage is even needed, to just express what you want to people around you. Thank you for listening. I'm back most days of the week with new podcasts, so welcome back anytime.